Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Chambali market traders decry delays and a poor workmanship in shelter project. CBD roads in Lusaka spark outrage among residents. In African news, of four toddlers are stabbed to death at Ugandan nursery school. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Chambali Market in Kitwe have expressed their frustrations over delays in completing the modern market shelter, saying the facility remains incomplete and below standard. The traders say they are being forced to trade on the floor as vendor stores have not been constructed, while also questioning the quality of works, citing defects from the roofing to the floor.
The market. Not being finished, I love you. Can get late on a number one minute plan. I say, in a local, we are appealing to the government of the day. We have a lot of police and coach. We are appealing to
the police exchange. At least, why some of them servants are in the market. I want to conserve some of the market.
The concerns come after the Parliamentary Committee on Local Government Accounts last year criticized the Kitwe City Council over poor implementation of constituency development funds projects. The committee, which conducted on-the-spot inspections across all five constituencies in Kitwe District, uncovered serious lapses in project execution and quality control. Meanwhile, Kitwe City Council Public Relations Manager Mwakana Kweti says the local authority is engaging the contractor over non-performance, a step required before possible contract termination. The project, valued at over 280,000 kwacha, was officially handed over in February this year.
Point was officially handed over on the 25th of February 2026 under a contract value of over 280,000 kwacha. Unfortunately, the contractor has not adequately mobilized on site and has failed to progress the works within the stipulated contract period. In line with the contractual procedures, the council is currently engaging the contractor to address the non-performance. These engagements are a necessary step before proceeding to terminate the contract should satisfactory progress not be achieved. The council will not allow undue delays to compromise service delivery. Should the contractor fail to meet the required obligations following these engagements, the next step will be termination of the contract and the engagement of an alternative contractor to complete the works.
A resident of Lusaka has complained about the deplorable state of roads in the central business district. Speaking in an interview, the anonymous resident expressed her frustration over the numerous potholes and a poor road network, particularly along Ben Bella Road. The resident said navigating the area has become increasingly difficult and dangerous for both the motorists and pedestrians, describing the roads as treacherous. He has since called on authorities to take urgent action to address the situation. The resident is further urging the Lusaka City Council to prioritize rehabilitating the roads and restoring a dignity to the Central Business District.
Barusaka City Council, Wama Pishawa, Bumtown, Mapoto, Wama, Aona, Delta, Baby, Bera Road, Paribe, Vivashi Camp, Kuja, Zambia Brewery, Pari, Poto, Oi, Papa, the Paman, Traffic Lights, Pamene, Pari, Imwe, Moto, Gafno, Shat, Bend, Manja, Manja, Pari, Poto, Vaisi, Padapa, Chani, Pama, Traffic Lights, Jana, Karod, Gatoska, Ku, Zedara, Pari, Poto, Padapa, Mepada, Yoi, Papa,
The cost of living in Lusaka has continued to rise. The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, reporting that its basic needs and nutrition basket for a family of five increased to over 12,000 kwacha in March, up from above 11,800 kwacha in February. According to JCTR Acting Social and Economic Development Program Manager Lukwesa Msonda, the increase is mainly driven by rising of food prices, particularly vegetables, as well as higher charcoal costs. Ms. Musonda says the burden is not equally shared, with women bearing the greatest impact, as they are primarily responsible for household food security and energy management. She notes that many women are forced to adopt coping strategies such as reducing food intake or switching to less nutritious meals, which affects their health and well-being. JCTR has since called for gender-responsive policies, including improved social protection, access to clean energy, and measures to address inequalities in the labor market.
High cost of living continues to exert disproportionate pressure on women who bear primary responsibility for household food security. As vegetable prices rise, women absorb economic shocks by adjusting meal consumption, reducing their own food intake, or turning to cheaper but less nutritious alternatives. The rise in charcoal prices further compounds this burden by exposing women to heightened health risks while deepening their time poverty and limiting opportunities for education and income generation. These pressures are worsened by persistent structural inequalities, including wage gaps, limited access to formal employment, and concentration in the informal sectors.
Authorities in various professional fields have been challenged to take a keen interest in safeguarding the environment. The call comes from Kapirimposhi Magistrate Benny Akende, who has aged individuals in decision-making positions to take a leading role in promoting environmental protection, especially as climate change continues to pose lasting challenges. Magistrate Akende has also underscored the importance of collaborating with the agroforestry sector to enhance environmental sustainability.
Forest is well conserved, things are well done properly. Because I was just telling them in Osaka that everything comes down to the leader. It's the leader who are supposed to understand these things even about forestry, for the development of the forest industry. If the leader understands things, because the one who is supposed to know what is required, because the leader should study a lot of things, should understand, because the management it boils down to the question of capital.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business read.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, chokako. Bwana ama bwana fika.
Oh, sondo bwana ama bwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, Uizivalola Max Mwati, is for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, Bwana Wama Bwana with MTN's Alola Max, a fast 4G.